Good morning. Well, global markets have rallied strongly on the back of easing tensions in trade between the US and China over the weekend. There was an announcement that both sides have agreed in principle to phase one of a trade deal, including aspects of intellectual property, opening up of the financial markets, and also China agreeing to buy up to $50 billion extra in US agricultural goods as well. And importantly, one of the key aspects of that is the fact that US tariffs, which are supposed to lift from 25% to 30% on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, has been avoided. There still are tariff hikes scheduled for the 15th of December this year. No confirmation on whether or not those will go ahead. So on the basis of that, we did see some substantial gains on Wall Street. They had the Dow Jones closing higher by around 320 points, up around 1.2%. It was higher by around 500 points or so at its best levels of the day. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both lifting more than 1% as well. And no real surprise is that the best performers coming through from trade-sensitive stocks likes of Caterpillar, up around 4.6%. Apple lifting around 2.6% on the Dow. Some of the laggards coming through, McDonald's down more than 1%. So again, tech stocks as well, also outperforming, as they certainly have a lot more dealings with China than your average company. European markets also had a strong session as well. The German DAX was one of the standouts there, up around 2.9%. If we turn to commodities, the price of oil also lifting by more than 2%. There was an attack on an Iranian oil tanker, which had some disruptions to oil supply priced in by the market. Also, the fact that the trade tensions are easing has lifted global demand expectations as well. On the back of that, gold a little bit weaker, down around 0.8%, and iron ore also falling around 0.8% to $92.65 US dollars a ton. Turning to our market, the Aussie market is expected for a gain as well on the open, up around 0.5%. Not too much in terms of economic data due. We do have credit card and debit card data, and the Aussie dollar is buying around 67.9 US cents.